missed yesterday's podcast, go back and listen to it. What I'm doing here is part two of a look at a New York Times article, the 21 best comedies of the 21st century so far. They are going in chronological order, so we're not doing any sort of countdown where we get to the end and go, this is the best one. It is the best 21 ones. We are up to 2009, and one of my favorite things of all time, I don't mean sitcoms, I don't mean TV shows, I mean everything, Community. Dan Harmon, the creator, says, my intention was never, this is going to be a sitcom that breaks convention, but at the end of season one, we were anticipating cancellation, so we took a bow. That's the paintball episode and the chicken fingers episode. And then we got a second season, and it was all downhill from there. As crazy and meta as we got with Community, it continued to work as long as the relationship between the characters was believable and understandable. The one where we really nailed the combination was the bottle episode where they're in self-imposed lockdown until they figure out who took Annie's pen. It's a very absurd situation, and Abed is saying, this is a traditionally absurd situation you'll see in TV shows, but there's a compelling resolution to it that's about rationalities taking a backseat to the thing that really makes the world go around, which is our trust in each other. He says the best episode of Community is the Dungeons and Dragons episode, which he adds, they're stripping it from the streaming archives because it's got a joke about blackface in it. It's gone, and it's fine that it's gone, but it's also, he says, the best episode of Community. I think I agree that is an episode. I mean, I'll walk around and just make Fat Neil jokes because I'm a horrible person. I'd have to sit and think about what are the best episodes. Maybe the one with the darkest timeline. That might be better, but the D&D episode is way up there. Dan Harmon says it was a great triumph for Chevy Chase and the writers writing for Chevy. It was the peak of what that relationship could stand, where you have a justifiably weary silver screen legend who's a soloist who's now working exhausting hours under hot lights and being asked to be a team player. And you have the writers dealing with the actor's alienation by putting that back on the page and saying to him, this is who you are. This is also who this character can be. Chevy's character is the villain in that episode, but he's also the reason everything happens. And in the end, he prevents a suicide. Next up, from 2010, Louis. Wow, we're not canceling Louis? I guess that's what they meant in the preamble that I mentioned yesterday, where you have to separate the art from the person sometimes. Quoting the Times, Mike Hale, TV critic, writes, art, even when it's autobiographical, isn't autobiography. It happens in the gap between the artist's real, possibly unsavory life and the version of it he offers on screen. Its value, if any, depends on that distance. Louis C.K. is a comedian who used his celebrity to exploit and abuse women. Louis is a dark, formerly inventive, and often savagely funny TV show about a comedian whose many torments include his complicated, fearful, obsessive, sometimes violent feelings about women. The two realities are certainly related in ways we may not enjoy thinking about, but neither cancels the other out. Louis, as vivid and true of an evocation we have of a certain strand of 21st century Manhattan life, easily deserves its place on this list. Oh, guys. You hear the pause. Do you know what show I'm about to say? Bob's Burgers is on this list? Hold on. Two questions. One, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? No. Have you ever met anyone who's seen Bob's Burgers? You haven't. You really haven't. Mike Hale writes, a sitcom has one job, to create a set of believably peculiar, intimately entwined characters and then stay true to them. The Fox animated charmer Bob's Burgers has allegedly done that job flawlessly, as well as any shows from The Simpsons, for most of its alleged 11 seasons and counting, if the show were real at all. The Belchers, proprietors of an unassuming burger joint of the title, could be a clan out of a Capra movie, annoying but endearing, in constant motion but almost never losing sight of one another. Visiting them might be a little trying, but you could sit around all day happily listening to stories about them. Long before the pandemic and our national slide into acrimony, Bob's Burgers was the kind of comfort show that people now hunger for, a family comedy whose frantic misadventures are ingeniously and happily resolved like living Rube Goldberg contraptions, but it's much more than that. In its ability to capture the constantly overlapping annoyance, embarrassment, anxiety, and joy among parents and children, this eccentric cartoon nails the modern family. Nobody has ever seen this show. I defy you to prove to me that this show exists. Next up, from 2012, Key and Peele, MacPacker Keegan-Michael Key says, I'd say we were on the second half of the second season when we started hitting our stride and finding our voice a little bit. We found the right balance in the sketches, taking everyday scenarios that everybody goes through all the time and adding a strange, sometimes also macabre sensibility. Every now and then I'll bump into somebody on the street or at the airport and they'll tell me how much something we did meant to them. It's an honor to hear your work has been helpful in some way. I'm just glad that people enjoyed it. Next up, from 2012 to 2017, Girls. I have never seen Girls. Lena Dunham said, I had my first meeting with HBO when I was 23, and I wrapped the show when I was 30, so it encompassed my 20s. I think I was ready to tell a story about what that period of time looked like. I was obsessed with my friends and with trying to understand the simultaneous feelings of intense emotionality and numbness, ambition and stuckness that were experienced by these very specific women in New York. What was crazy at the time is I was doing things like going out, having a bad date, coming into work at 5 a.m. with red wine still sloshing in my stomach, writing that as a scene and shooting it 5 days later. That is how immediate the feedback was. From 2013, Nathan for You. Wow, that's a deep pick. A Starbucks clone called Dumb Starbucks, a Hollywood souvenir shop that makes customers believe they've been cast as movie extras. Poo-flavored frozen yogurt. Like the business schemes that Nathan Fielder executed, Nathan for You is an odd creation that you might not think needed to exist, but the world is better off for having it as opposed to the yogurt. Part Ollie G, part Shark Tank, but more than simply a reality prank show. The episodes get you in the door with a hook in the manner of Fielder's often deceptive sales schemes, but then they sell you something bigger, mini sagas of entrepreneurial obsession that pro people's deeper wants. Yeah, it's a nice enough show. Another one from Comedy Central, 2014's Broad City, fun show, dug Broad City a lot. Abby Jacobson said, we were always intending to capture what it felt like, at least for me, to be in your 20s in New York, which is this sort of romanticized hustle that's both beautiful and bleep. Simultaneously, it's real sweaty. When we started doing Broad City, it was a web series, and we had such small goals in mind. I don't think we were ever planning for this TV show to be a thing. But once we did the pilot and looking back at the web series, it was all just based on trying to create this feeling of, this is really true to who we are and who we hang out with. It wasn't as if we thought, ah, this is missing, we need to fill it. We have fun doing this, and we think people might relate. Next up, BoJack Horseman. Margaret Lyons writes, what if the best advice about how to lead a life of dignity and purpose came from a cartoon baboon with one line on a show about a washed-up sitcom star who is a horse? No need to wonder, it happened. The line is, it gets easier. Every day gets a little easier, but you gotta do it every day. That's the hard part, but it does get easier. BoJack is an all-timer because it is terrifyingly perceptive about human failure and self-recrimination, about the difference between depression and sadness, between explaining and excusing despicable behavior. Even as BoJack excavates the least flattering dark corners of the psyche, the show never loses its appetite for the silly and absurd. From 2015, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. The series was both a romantic comedy and a critique of romantic comedy conventions with a vaudeville verve but deep specificity of place and character. I've never seen this. Is it good? Tell me on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Next up, 2016 to the present, Atlanta. Each episode unfolds like a stealth mission. You don't know where it's going when it begins. It just pulls up, points to the passenger door, and tells you to get in and trust it. The destination might be the club, or a disconcertingly meticulous German holiday festival, or a New Year's Eve party at Drake's house. Next up, 2016 to the present, Better Things. Better Things feels everything so thoroughly, it would be fair to ask whether it's a comedy or a drama. The answer depends on which you believe life is. Probably both. And finally, Pen 15. Mike Hale says, we've all swapped stories about the mortifying things that happened to us as teenagers. Knowing that the protagonists are played by adults doesn't make it any harder to sympathize with them, but it cuts against the mawkish sympathy we might be inclined to feel for children in reclaiming their own childhoods. The leads let us take a fond and really embarrassing look at ourselves. Pretty good list there, New York Times. Nothing is coming to mind that is making me go, oh, why did you not include this? The Times even included their own toughest omissions. They include Review, The Boondocks, Jackass, Veep, and Rick and Morty. I might have to put Rick and Morty on the list. See what you did now, New York Times? Anyway, that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Hit me up on Instagram. Love to know your thoughts on the list at DCNPod. See you tomorrow.